tossing and turning all night like a salad, it's time to put those sleepless nights to bed for good. Enter Tenacy, my sleep saviors, and they have science to back up their sleep, anxiety, and pain-relieving powers. Back in 2016, they invested a $2.5 million grant to Middle Tennessee State University to study the hemp plant. Turns out their special patent-pending CBD-CBDA formula is twice as effective as CBD alone and can be more effective than over-the-counter ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and aspirin. So if you're tired of tossing and turning like a rotisserie chicken, then Tenacity's got your back with their range of great products from tinctures to gummies to lotions. Tenacity is my go-to when I can't sleep or I have way too much anxiety. I'm so glad that I discovered them. So go to Tenacity.com and use the code POWER to get 25% off your order. That's Tenacity.com, T-A-N-A-S-I, to get 25% off your first order with the promo code POWER. Are you tired of your digestive system feeling like a circus act gone wrong? Introducing Ritual's 3-in-1 gut superhero, Symbiotic Plus. A probiotic, prebiotic, and postbiotic all rolled into one. And with 25% off with the code POWER, there's no better time to check out Ritual. Let's break it down. Probiotics are like the cool kids at the gut party, keeping everything in check and making sure the good vibes are flowing. Prebiotics are their wingmen, fueling the party with all the right snacks to keep the good bacteria thriving. And postbiotics, well, they're like the cleanup crew, sweeping away the mess and leaving your gut feeling fresh and fabulous. So say goodbye to the gut drama, and remember, there's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/power. Sober Powered is sponsored by BetterHelp. I was a stress drinker, and I thought, if only I didn't have so much stress, I wouldn't have to drink this much. But do you know why I had all this stress? Because I didn't have the skills to take stressors off my plate, so they built up and wore me down. Some stressors are big and others are small, but carrying around 25 minor annoyances is going to have an impact on you. Plus, did you know that alcohol messes with our stress response system and decreases our ability to handle stress? It makes small things seem like a much bigger deal. Learning how to manage stress and take things off my plate has changed my life. I'm calm, I'm less reactive, and I believe that I can handle whatever comes my way. I feel proud of the way that I handle things now. You can get there too. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sober to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/sober. There are a lot of people who will quit for a few days or a week or two and then go back to drinking and then repeat the process over and over again. Withdrawal is stressful for the brain, and putting your brain through this stress only to blast it with alcohol again, which causes more stress, is a lot. In this episode, you'll learn how multiple cycles of detoxing and going back to drinking can impact the brain and impact your experience in recovery. So let's dig in. I've read a few studies about how the more times your brain goes through withdrawal, the worse it gets next time. This is also called kindling. Alcohol is toxic to the brain and body, and this toxicity has an impact on our cognitive abilities. Episode 162 is all about what to expect cognitively in early sobriety. So make sure to check that one out. But cognitive impairments prevent us from thinking clearly about our drinking and seeing it for what it is. And this is why I tell you that you should take a break from drinking and not just reduce. Because on a break, your cognition is going to start to heal, and then you'll be able to look at your life clearly. The cognitive impairments from drinking prevent us from actually seeing our drinking for what it is. And this is one reason why the consequences don't have much of an impact on us until they get very severe. We can't use our brains properly while we're drinking. Withdrawal is very stressful on the brain. Think about what's going on for a moment. Your brain gets a shock because it has adapted to function with alcohol present. Your brain chemistry has been adjusted to compensate for the effects of alcohol, and it now believes that having alcohol present is normal. Now, all of a sudden, you remove the alcohol, which your brain believes is required for proper functioning. This puts a lot of stress on your brain, and it sends you cravings to get alcohol so that balance can be restored. And when you continue not to drink, your brain has to adjust again and learn how to find balance without alcohol. But then you relapse and you start drinking again, so your brain adapts back. And then you take alcohol away again, and your brain has to try to adapt back. And all of this is very stressful. Each time you detox, it gets a little bit harder for your brain. And this does not mean if you've tried to quit many times but keep going back that it's useless and you shouldn't bother and you're doomed. It just means this is one reason why it may be so difficult for you to quit for good. But it's not impossible. Sobriety is available for everyone. A 2009 study published in Alcohol looked at the difference in cognitive abilities between patients with less than two detoxes compared to patients with two or more detoxes. And they found that patients with more detoxes had less cognitive improvements in early sobriety and struggled to control their impulses more. So the conclusion was that multiple detoxes may be impacting the plasticity of the brain. I spoke about neuroplasticity a lot in episode 99, and it's the ability for the brain to adapt and change based on your current situation. So multiple detoxes may make the brain more resistant to change, which means it's a little harder for you to heal in sobriety. And this doesn't mean that it's impossible. It just means that if you've had a lot of detoxes, then you need more support to get sober. Another study found reduced plasticity in the amygdala and hippocampus from repeated detoxes. So the amygdala is responsible for anxiety and our fight or flight response. And it plays a big role in our urgency to escape when we feel overwhelmed. I spoke about the amygdala hijack in episode 106, if you want to learn more about that. Reduced plasticity in the amygdala can make it harder for you to learn how to cope and for your feelings to not become so urgent. The hippocampus is responsible for learning and memory, which are important in sobriety because we need to understand that our drinking will never change and that it won't be different this time if we're going to stay sober. A 2010 study published in Alcohol and Alcoholism looked at 48 patients with two or more detoxes versus patients with one detox and found that there wasn't a huge difference in cognitive improvements in the first 3 months after detox. So that's good news. But the group with less detoxes had much more improvements between 3 to 6 months after detox. The group that had more detoxes lagged behind and didn't have very many improvements during this time. So what this means to me is the more detoxes that you have, the slower your recovery will be. And the slower that your recovery is, the easier it becomes to relapse because it's taking you longer to have mental clarity and make connections about the cause and effect of your drinking. They also found that age played a role. So people who were older with more detoxes had a slower cognitive recovery too. So if you are a little bit on the older side and you've had multiple cycles of withdrawal, then this means you need to be gentle on yourself. I think it's interesting that the most noticeable delays were between 3 to 6 months, because based on my experience talking to my community members, that is the main time that they struggle. Obviously, the first month is hard for everybody because it's new and you don't have any coping skills yet, and early sobriety is just weird and it doesn't feel good. But I've seen a lot of people fall off in the 3 to 6 month mark. And I spoke more about this in episode 172 in regards to feeling dull and flat. So this study kind of adds on to this. We need to utilize our full brain power to stay sober. And if your recovery is slower because of your age and the number of detoxes that you've put your brain through, then it makes it easier to go back to drinking. Impulsivity is a huge problem for us, also known as getting a case of the effets. And all the studies that I read about slower cognitive improvements for multiple detoxes mentioned impulsivity. So again, this does not mean that you're doomed and you should just give up and drink forever, because why bother? It means getting sober may be more difficult for you and you need more support. If you've gone through multiple detoxes and your drinking keeps progressing, then you need to do more to stay sober. Don't keep trying the same thing over and over and over again when it's not working. Go to meetings, work with a sponsor, go to therapy, get a coach, join a program. There are so many options. And it's also really important to say that you may have tried some of these options, but you may not have taken them seriously. So you don't have to give up everything that you've been doing for support, but maybe you need to take it more seriously. For example, if you've been part of a community, you're going to meetings, but you only show up when you need something, or you just show up when you have a problem and then you disappear, maybe you could challenge yourself to show up consistently. And if you like my approach, I would love to support you in my community or in one of my programs. You can get all that info on my website. But just please keep trying and add more forms of support. Take them seriously. Put your best effort in and do it consistently. Your resistance to support may be allowing your drinking to progress, and we want to limit the number of withdrawals that you have to go through, both because it's stressful on the brain and just because it sucks. So do something good for your sobriety today, and I will talk to you in the next one.
I'm Madeline, and I'm the host of the Happiest Sober podcast. I got sober in my 20s after a decade of gray area drinking, and the greatest plot twist of all time was realizing that alcohol, the thing that I thought made my life the most happy and fun and exciting, was actually the exact thing preventing me from living my happiest and best life. My mom is 40 years sober, and she joins me on my podcast very often. I like to call her my part-time co-host, and I also bring you solo episodes where I share my top tips, tricks, and mindset shifts in sobriety, and lots of how-tos for navigating all the things sober, from weddings to parties to holidays to bachelorette parties to trips. I'm also joined by so many guests who come on and share their sober stories, and they're all so, so inspiring. I'm here to show you that life doesn't end when you quit drinking. In fact, it's very much the opposite. And no matter what your relationship was with alcohol, life can be the absolute happiest when you're sober. New episodes come out every Tuesday. You can listen to Happiest Sober podcast wherever you get your podcasts.